The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Happy New Year 2022, baby. Here we go. It is Tuesday, January 4th, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, going into our ninth year on the radio. Isn't that wild? We banged out 8 years, baby, you and me. I tell you what, proud to have you with us, too. Can't tell you how much we appreciate it and how proud I am to be here, you know, with Joe and Al and Debbie and you every single morning, and Cara doing the great graphics that she does. Charlie's on the phones, by the way. If you want to give us a call at 877-970-2999, Charlie's standing by for you. Give him a call, and we'll get you on the air, and we'll chat about what you want to talk about. There's so much that's happening. I've kind of just unloaded this morning. I'm going like, wow. I was just pent up, you know. We took a couple days, you know, company holidays, as they were, you know, over the New Year's and Christmas. And now I'm just fired up. And one of the things I see is social media. What's going on with social media? So we turn to Lon Safko. He is a social media expert, author of the Social Media Bible. Social Media Bible is the name. Do we have Lon with us, guys? Do we? All right. He's calling from California. It's 5 o'clock in the morning because I want to know what's going on. First of all, you know, Joe Rogan. Now, Joe Rogan, I love that what he did. He said he jumped on this site called Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter. So that's like the new Twitter, I guess. But doesn't Google run everything? Doesn't Google run everything? It's like, so does it matter where you are, what social media you are on? It's all run by the Twitter
Google
folks,
and
the
Amazon.
Facebook. It's, you know what? And it's scary. And they all are of the same mindset, which in my opinion is anti-American. Am I being paranoid when I say that? So I don't know what's, and Twitter is around. I know my kids don't even use Twitter. We have a little army of Twitter followers. People always say to me, Joe, you didn't get the blue check. You don't have a blue check. How does Joe not have the blue check? I wear that as a badge of honor because I could see we started getting thousands and thousands of Twitter followers. All of a sudden it stops. It just stops. And then we start to gain again, and then it's pulled back, and we're being shadow banned, and they're watching us. And why is it always, and why does it always seem, and correct me if I'm wrong, anti-American, the way social media, for example, Hunter Biden, what happened with that story? Why don't we hear about that? Oh, you can see the AG in New York's going after the Trump family again. Again, really, Tish James, that's all you got? Is Donald Trump, with all the problems New York State has, you're going to go after the Trump family again? And why doesn't anybody go after Hunter Biden? Why is social media protecting them? So Lon Safkow is a social media expert, author of the Social Media Bible. He has the answers to all the questions. Lon, welcome to the show. Thanks for getting up so early out in the West Coast, my friend. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, great to be here. That was a great intro. Completely agree.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know what to do. I don't know we don't know what to do. Like, I use Twitter because it's quick and I could get back. So should I go to Getter now? I should go to Getter and dump Twitter, Lon? Help us out. Where do you think we should
Telegram
be?
Telegram or BitChute or
okay.
And Trump's got his own network that's coming up here real soon. I guess April. What is it?
Right.
Trump's True Social.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, what a mess it is.
I know, but it's better because, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is a question I have, Lon, if I may, sir. It's like, if we go to Getter, if Joe Rogan leaves Twitter and goes to Getter, which I love what he did, that was very brave of him to do that and smart to do that, but isn't Google and isn't all these guys still running the same show? Don't they all oversee? Aren't we on the same kind of servers from Google? And don't they have the ability to shut down Getter as well, for example?
Well, you know, that's a good point. They can't actually shut it down, but they do remove it from all of the search engines. Yeah. So if you go to Search for Getter or any of these, it won't show up on the search engines, believe it or not, because we're constantly being censored and manipulated by Google. And if you use something like Tor, that's a browser that you can search the deep web. We've heard about that. Or if you use DuckDuckGo, you'll see legitimate search results. You'll see things that aren't being censored from Google. So, yeah, we're being censored and manipulated.
And what's with the virus? Anything you say about the virus, they're going to take away noted people, doctors. They're going to take them down because, like the doctor that Joe Rogan talked to, he's gone. And then we had a guy, Dr. Stephen Greer, on our show. He told us where the virus came from. We know about the virus. He said, Lon, he actually had the therapeutics that would stop the virus. Shut him down.
Yes.
They shut him down. They go, what? Who are they protecting? That's the major question here, I think. Yes.
Well, you know, it really is amazing. I mean, we saw it during the last presidential election. I mean, for social platforms to actually censor and to eliminate a standing president's ability to communicate with the country during a presidential election, that's against the Constitution of the United States. It's considered treason, and it's punishable by death. Where are all of the trials?
Yeah, thank you very, very much. It's exactly what you said with the doing that. And then with this Hunter Biden situation, that's what's upsetting to me, because now the AG, the Attorney General in New York State, Tish James, is going after the Trump family again, you know? So it's oh my God, I know they have nothing else to do. They have nothing else to do. The world is falling apart. Go after Trump. That'll get us out of it. It's like, oh my God. But Hunter Biden, and you look at, objectively, Lon Safko, objectively, sir, it's like you look at it and you see, wait, this guy took money. He took money, you know, from China.
Millions.
And nothing. And all of a sudden, en masse, you got Zuckerberg, you got Dorsey, you got Google, you got everybody. Jay, shut it down.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, everybody just shut it down. But do they have I think the question is, do they have a right to do that because they are, private companies, in essence, yes?
Right. Hey, as a sidebar, contact me on the side, and I'll send you 2 dozen actual photographs that I got out of China that came off of the hard drive.
Oh, you mean the Hunter Biden hard drive, you mean?
OMG.
Wait. Wait. Let's stay in
the room when you look at.
I know, man. This guy, listen. And I'm a baby boomer. I went through the 60s, man. He's making us all look like amateurs. Man, this guy, I went through Saturday Night Live. I saw the cocaine being poured on desks, man, in the studio on the 17th floor. Man, Hunter, man, we're like amateurs. I mean,
No. It looks like a winter wonderland in this hotel room.
Wait, if you send us something, something, it'll probably be blocked along the way if you send it, yes? Or we have to go to a certain site to get it?
See, I could send them as a PDF.
All right. You know what? We will. I'll stay on the phone
that's
if you would. All right, we'll do it, because I'm telling you, and I know that they listen. I could tell they listen. Not only do I think social media listens, we think cut the communists listen. Not that I'm paranoid, but I mean, they listen, because every time I talk about something, where did the virus come from? Why can't we get an answer to that question?
I know.
Maybe
the next one that disappeared. I don't think the AG in New York is going to help try to find you either.
What happened to Piscopo? Piscopo's gone. Whoop, whack. I know. These guys are more savvy than the mafia in its heyday. I mean, it's like, man, they can just whack you like that. And it's like, oh my God, don't criticize the Clintons. You could be dangerous to your health. I mean, but how do they get away with it?
The thing is that everybody's been pushing for the 1949 Fairness Act, which was something the FCC passed to keep televisions and radio fair. So if you were talking about a controversial subject, by law, you had to discuss both sides of that argument. And if you didn't, you'd lose your FCC license. Well, what Zuckerberg is claiming is that they're not a broadcast. They're not held under the same rules as the FCC. And that's one of the things that Trump was fighting as hard as he was for, so that we could govern them so that they were only fair. That's all that we were all asking. But They're a private company. There are no rules on the internet. The rules have always been, if you don't like it, don't look. But they took it 10 steps further, especially during that presidential election. So is it legal? Yeah. Is it moral? No, except it is criminal when you do it during a presidential election. That's interference with a presidential election. The Constitution says that it's treason. Treason is punishable by death.
Wow. Yeah, and then...
Where's the Supreme Court?
Thank you.
Where's and our...
Thank you. You know, where are the peaceful patriots? That, and when I say, I always say you got to fight, you got to fight peacefully. Where are the peaceful patriots in this regard? It's so true. Should we all go back to MySpace, Lon, do you think? Is that?
Yeah, we'll all go over Justin Timberlake is keeping that thing alive over there. You know where they go? They go to Joe Piscopo's radio show. That's where they go.
Well, I can tell you, we stay under the radio radar. We really do. We try to stay, keep it quiet. But I'm telling you, there are times, and as you listen, we're talking with Lon Safko. The Social Media Bible is the name of the book you got to get. But I'm telling you, Lon, it's like we hear, well, I'll talk with like our buddy Gordon Chang, who's great about Asia, and we're talking about where the Wuhan Institute of Virology, boom, all of a sudden the phone cuts off, man. You can't tell me they're not listening. I mean, am I being paranoid when I say that? Don't you think? I really think I don't know that they stay on it, but I think they monitor it. If not the communists, certainly the social media giants. Do they not?
Yeah, and Homeland Security. I mean, they legally can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean our government? Oh, that's right.
Our own government. Yeah,
silly me. The government, you mean. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It's scary.
We're here to protect you.
I know. So how do we, I don't know, I mean, where do we go to, let's say, is Getter safe? Is the new Donald Trump platform coming up in a couple of months? Is that safe? Is that, because it's all about the server. You know, people will start their own servers. What's the best way where we could get our, find the truth, Lon? That's pretty much all we are asking for, right?
You can't handle the truth.
Great setup. Well done, perfect. Lon.
Thank you.
Well done. You can't. Any Jack Nicholson reference is always welcome on this program. Always. That is great. So, but there's no place to go. We don't know what to
get to the server. As long as you can get to it. The servers are like, you have one in your own house in your closet. You run it and people can connect with it. It's just basically a hard drive that's connected to the internet. The tough thing is finding it. It's not going to be in Google. It's not going to be on any of the search engines other than maybe DuckDuckGo or Tor. So people have to start using DuckDuckGo. I'm not kidding about this. Okay. Search something that's controversial, something like the vaccine, on Google, and then take a look at the pages. Open up DuckDuckGo, which is a browser and it's free, and do the copy and paste the exact same search. And look how you're being throttled. Look how you're being manipulated by Google.
Wow.
Nothing will show up in Google. Everything shows up in the other. I just wrote an article for Tech News World that's coming out here really soon on how we've been manipulated and how bad it really is right now.
Wow. And what's the other one? Tor? How do you spell the Tor? How are you spelling it?
Believe it or not, it's just T-O-R.
Okay. T-O-R. Okay.
T's and Tom. Yep.
Okay. All right. It's just a browser. Okay.
It's like Chrome or Safari.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
And it's not censored.
Yeah. And I know
people use to search the dark web.
And not to be really eerily creepy, but you could send the pictures to Joseph Billy, our producer. You could send those on the, because, man, it's like.
I thought I'd get your interest.
No, but it's like we don't find out about it. I'm so tired of us.
I know.
The mismanagement of this administration, and yet they still will not stop with the accusations against the past president. And here you got this problem. It's and I think, if I may, and we'll let you go, Lon, but I think that this president is compromised because of his dealings with China. I really honestly believe that. Lon Safko, by the way, social media expert. What a great chat. What a fun chat. What a great way to kick off the new year. The Social Media Bible. This is it. And I'm sure, listen, if you don't hear from Lon again, then we know what happened.
That's only half kidding here.
Yes, social media mafia. Well, God forbid. Lon, thank you for getting up with us, man. Please come back soon, my friend.
Let's do that again, Joe. Great show, man. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Love it back, man. And, you know, Happy New Year to you, Lon. Thank you. Lon Safko right there. Ooh, scary, man. That is so scary. You can't handle the truth. That was pretty much out of the money. Joe, great. Thank you for bringing Lon to the airwaves. Oh, it's scary, Debbie. I don't know what to believe, what not to believe, you know? We got to watch over our shoulders. Go back. Yes. It was just safer on MySpace. We should all go back to the...
The kids will say, "What's that?" You know, what are you talking about?
Oh my Lord, Lordy! Hey, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Nick DeMauro's coming up this hour. He is the executive director, chief executive officer of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. We are going back to Atlantic City. Oh yes, we are.
Yay.
With lead and proud to be. You got to come down, Deb. We're gonna have a ball down there. Mm-hmm. Going to Harrah's, I believe. And Councilman Joe Borelli coming up next. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. The B, W, and Z trains still suspended because of staffing shortages. Half trains operating at a 20-minute schedule. Newark to World Trade because of a broken rail between Harrison and Journal Square. Let's see what's happening on the 7 train. That's back on or close to schedule, thank goodness. Harlan River Drive southbound, busy through the 120s with a collision taking one lane. Then on the FDR Drive south in the 70s, watch out for an unauthorized truck. It's pretty solid here on the Cross Bronx westbound right at Rosedale Avenue. A truck fire, 2 lanes blocked, so traffic is really bunching up there. Route 1 southbound at Raymond Road in South Brunswick, a collision. And watch for stop-and-go traffic on 80 East exit 28 with an accident blocking a lane. 80 westbound exit 27. It's a collision with injuries. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 34 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That's Debbie Duhaime. Nobody does it better. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe Piscopo at 821 on AM 970, The Answer. Tell you about Relief Factor. Because it works. And I love the folks at Relief Factor. I had the greatest time shooting the new commercials with Larry Elder out in the West Coast, you know, with this great team. And I'm kind of in awe of the gentleman that came up with the concept of Relief Factor. And I sit with him and I talk with him and I drill him on his military record. He's a doctor. He's got a great history. I said, "Doc, we should tell your story." He's a very humble guy and he doesn't want us to tell the story. But I'm telling you, the people that I meet that are behind Relief Factor are magnificent. Nothing short of magnificent. The whole company, everybody is just so dedicated to one thing: your wellness, your overall health. And when I think about how I can get around now, because since I've been taking Relief Factor, I could walk at the pace I want to go. By the way, just getting out of the car, jumping out of my SUV, you know, going with my 10-year-old. Yes, at my age, I know, but I have a 10-year-old. I want to be active. I don't want to just go, "You go ahead, honey. I'll be right with you." No, I'm not doing that. I go right with her. Me and Charlie, boom, boom, boom. We're at a fast pace, you know, running around. I got my kids, all the kids came over New Year's Eve and getting the presents under the tree at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can do it all by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. But also, I tell you, I think if I was not taking Relief Factor, I couldn't do any of it, because the 3 week quick start for me stopped my pain in, you ready? 5 days. Boom. It just dissipated my shoulder pain. My knee pain, the bicipital tendon that I had a chronic problem with, went away. Now, I'm not making a clinical claim. I'm telling you what works for me. I'm telling you what I think will work for you. The 3 week quick start, $19.95. Call, please, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com for the 3 week quick start for only $19.95. Relieffactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is ready for the fight.
On my doorstep, Saturday afternoon, pages and pages of a congressional subpoena.
Well, I declare political war on all of you because you've chosen the wrong man. And I've got one message for you, Nancy and Adam. Bring it, because I'm ready for you.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Major home renovation resolutions are really exciting ideas, but then comes the complexity of making them happen, and they cost 100% more than you thought. So here's the secret. You don't have to renovate your entire home. Custom window treatments are a minor home improvement with a major impact. Blinds.com makes the entire process easy, and right now, it's more affordable than ever, with prices cut up to 40% site-wide during their big year-end blowout. Upgrade one room or tackle your whole house. Whether you do it yourself or let them handle the installation, Blinds.com's free professional design consultants are always available to help. Blinds.com, there are never any misleading quotes or hidden fees. That's why they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop the Blinds.com big year-end blowout and save up to 40% site-wide, including doorbusters, on premium brands. That's Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com, rules and restrictions apply.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe of the radio, Joe Borelli's coming up. I want to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know they broke ground on its do-good village. Check it out. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's the first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. It's a special place where families know that their neighbors understand and care, a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure, and it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Please help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices of our heroes they have made for our country and for our communities. So donate, please, $11 a month. You want to do more? We'd love you for that as well. But we just ask $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And I love telling you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Councilman Joe Borelli is the man, minority leader of the New York City Council, author of a great book you want to check out, Revolutionary Staten Island. Hey, Joe Borelli, welcome back to the show, Councilman. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Wishing things, big things for you in 2022 and Al and Joe and everyone, of course.
Well, Joe, you're part of the radio family here, and you're one of the few people in New York making sense. It was nice to see. I want to start on a positive note. Eric Adams saying about schools open, the new mayor of New York, and seems to be okay. I mean, you're feeling good about so far what you see from the new mayor.
Look, Joe, I'm optimistic. It was hard. It's hard to be anything but cynical after 8 years of Bill de Blasio.
Exactly.
But so far, Eric Adams has been saying a lot of the right things when it comes to schools, specifically that schools must stay open, that kids are safest in schools. That is 100% true. If you're a parent like I am, you know, your biggest fear is not necessarily from COVID. It's about childcare when your school closes and you have nowhere to send your kid for the next 2 weeks. This was a problem that occurred throughout last year's school year. And to hear the mayor say that that's not going to happen again. Look, if there's a whole bunch of COVID cases in one class, you got to do the responsible thing. But to just blanket shut down schools at the first drop of a case, we would never have school again through the end of the year if that was the policy.
And now what about Adams going along with the de Blasio mandates, you know, showing the vaccine and with the restaurants and everything else? He kind of backed that up and is doubling down on that. Must we keep that in place, Joe?
There's only one person perfect in our history of humanity, and that guy lived 2,000 years ago. So certainly it isn't Eric Adams. And this is where, you know, I call into question some of his judgment in the sense that he takes an issue like crime, for example, where Bill de Blasio has implemented policies that unquestionably have made New York safer, and he ran on, and now he's implementing policies that make a 180-degree change of direction. Why can't he see the same thing with these mandates, where all these mandates have not done what they've been intended to do? Omicron is surging. We are not just the focal point of the pandemic, but we're the focal point of the entire world's pandemic right now. So all these mandates haven't really worked. And I'm sick of hearing politicians, basically say that they know that they've been vaccinated and they have weaker symptoms. Well, how do you even know that? How would you even be able to compare that?
But it's true. I know.
I don't see how he's looking at these mandates as working and keeping them when he also is saying that he wants to have New York reopen. He's fighting with bank CEOs today, calling them out, saying, have your workers come back to the office. I got news for you. If you're an earner at Goldman Sachs, you're one of these Wall Street guys. You're making a lot of money for the company. You don't want to get vaccinated. They're not firing you. They're letting you work out of your Greenwich, Connecticut mansion. And that's the problem.
So true. Right on the money. And that also, by the way, we wish Eric Adams all the best. We really do. And I don't like what he said about Ray Kelly early on when he was a captain and the transit police. I didn't like that. But we want to give, we want to be positive but in this regard. But I have to go here, Joe Borelli. So if I have a feeling, if you're in beautiful Staten Island and then you see a crime happening, Joe, I know you, Borelli, you'd probably go right into the fray and help whoever is being assaulted. But Eric Adams, former cop, he's on the phone calling 911, man. It's like he's at a train station watching an assault. I'd like to report it. Get down there. He's got to be with somebody. I know he has a much smaller detail. Send that detail down there. No, I mean, it seemed weird that he was calling 911 when he was the mayor and perhaps should have maybe been a little more interactive with what was going on with that assault on the street.
I'm not going to judge, Joe. I'm not going to judge. I see three guys fighting in some fist fight in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. I'm not getting involved whatsoever. I'm putting my head down. You're lucky I'm even calling the police. I'm putting my head down. I'm putting my newspaper up. I'm getting on the train. I'm having my morning coffee and taking it in stride.
I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. It's like, yeah, I just thought, because he does not have a detail, Eric Adams, apparently. He doesn't want to say, does he have anybody with him?
That's not entirely true. He is being protected by the NYPD, and they are following him. But he did ask specifically for a lighter touch. And look, you know, some people like that, some people don't. You know, some people, perhaps Bill de Blasio, like being surrounded by police officers. In his defense, he got heckled a lot more than a lot of people I've seen in the past, especially when he's out in public. Yeah. So maybe it's justified, maybe it's not. Eric Adams seemed to want a much lighter touch, and he wants his detail to stay a little bit away from him, is not to give the impression that he's surrounded by, big, muscular men and women.
So did the new mayor reach out to you yet, Joe? Is he going to do that?
Of course, yeah. By the way, Joe, you're a weightlifter. I seen Eric Adams in the gym. There's a member's gym in Albany when you're a member of the state legislature. It's a little gym.
Yeah.
And he probably had the record for bench pressing in the early 2010s. I think I was the only person able to spot him in the gym because I don't know if you've seen some of our state legislatures, but there's a spaghetti arm syndrome there. Not too much muscle in the triceps in our state legislature.
No, you know what? Eric Adams looked jacked. He looks jacked, and I like that. I like that. This is going to be interesting to see. So, and then what about this, Joe, before we let you go? The making minorities a priority in New York in treating COVID, it just seems askew. It seems a bit racist, no?
No, I mean, it is racist on its face. It's prima facie racism. When you say we are only going to consider race in allocating testing resources, you are saying that we are segregating people according to the racial demographic data from that neighborhood. And that's exactly what they did. They weren't allocating resources based on where the spikes were happening or where long lines were happening or anything like that. My office reached out. We said, hey, we have some long lines on the South Shore. We need help. And they told us point blank, without even batting an eye or feeling ashamed of saying it, like, no, you guys aren't in the racial equity and inclusion zone, so we don't have any testing for you right now. Had you been in the racial equity and inclusion zone, of course we got testing for you.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up, man. Councilman Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, stay close. It's going to be a wild year, but hopefully good things 2022 in New York.
Best of luck to all the listeners as well.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Thanks for taking the time with us, Councilman. Appreciate it very much, sir.
Thank you.
Joe Borelli, fighting the fight in New York City, and it ain't easy. 834 with Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, got a lot to get into. 877-970-2999. If you want to give us a call, you let us know. Charlie's standing by for us. Colonel Douglas McGregor is going to join us. Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of Law Enforcement Against Drugs, will join us momentarily as well. Big Al is back. He's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
19 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. Governor Kathy Hochul is asking hospitals statewide to change the way they report COVID-19 cases. The governor wants hospitals to distinguish which patients are being treated for the illness compared to patients who test positive but are admitted for another reason. The governor says she wants this data in order to show how bad the health crisis is in hospitals. The move comes as more than 9,000 New Yorkers are hospitalized with COVID, and first time the number has been that high since very early in the pandemic. Some New Jersey homeowners, renters, and businesses impacted by Hurricane Ida have until tomorrow to apply for federal disaster assistance. Governor Murphy says, if you had property damage or loss by remnants of Ida in September in Bergen, Essex, Gloucester, Hudson, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Morris, Passaic, Somerset, Union, or Warren counties, you can register. Wednesday's deadline to apply is for assistance from FEMA and for low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. In sports, Nets dropped their third game in a row after falling to the Grizzlies 118-104 in Brooklyn. Rangers got their third straight win with a 4-1 victory over the Oilers. And Seton Hall is hoping to snap their two-game skid. The Pirates will visit the Butler Bulldogs tonight. Pre-game is at 7:30. The tip-off is at 8. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX Liquid Beverage Enhancer today. It's buy one, get one free for a limited time. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Let's go out to the subways. Still seeing a suspension on the B, W, and D trains with staff shortages. LIRR Port Jefferson Branch, watch for delays as well with equipment problems. Over on the PATH trains, we're seeing a 20-minute schedule between Newark and World Trade because of a broken rail. Let's see what's happening on 80 westbound. All lanes closed, getting out toward exit 28, getting into Roxbury. It's a very serious accident here. It looks like an investigation following as well. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Cross Bronx West at Rosedale Avenue. A truck fire was just taken care of. FDR Drive South in the 70s. It's an unauthorized truck. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Bradley Avenue. It's a stalled vehicle in the right lane. LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road, a stalled vehicle as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. I have to tell you this, as I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with these great deals with Mike Lindell to you and how they donated over 10,000 pillows to tornado victims in Kentucky. You know, how about that? That's what's great about Mike, you know. He wants to always help out, and he's helping out the victims in Kentucky that, again, we've moved on. The news media has moved on from that, but they passed them out on Christmas Eve. Isn't that spectacular? And I, if I may, at a personal note, I ordered all my slippers. Remember I told you that? For all my kids. They love them. They wear them. They wear them. How could you? When was the last time you bought something for your kids, right? Especially if they're teenagers and they wear them. They love the My Pillow, My Slippers. You will too. Now, let me tell you about these great deals from Mr. Lindell. For you, for being kind enough to listen to the show. He is turning now, because of this cancel culture business, he's giving you, going directly to you, giving you these great deals like MyPillow regularly, the classic MyPillow, the standard, regularly, $69.98. You know what? $19.98 now with your promo code Joe P. $19.98 for MyPillow. Are you kidding me? Look, queen size, regularly, $79.98. Now only $24.98 with your promo code. King size, regularly, $89.98. Now only $29.98 with your promo code. Mike has also lowered the price on his 3-inch mattress topper to 50% off with the promo code JOEP. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code is JOEP. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square there for you. Don't forget, please, the promo code JOEP.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com. Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety? Meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio is so. I have a personal letter in my hand from Invite Health, from Tony at Invite Health. I love Invite Health. I love everything about it. And it says in the letter, you know, when we started first telling you about these herbal tinctures like green TTX, white TTX, and we're so excited to have you try our new tinctures, Tony says. A personal handwritten letter, by the way. That, to me, is how dedicated they are at Invite Health. We hope you love them as much as we do. You could just add a couple of drops into your water, tea, smoothie, or yogurt for a boost of flavor and nutrition. Any questions, please call me. And I thank Tony for that. That's such a great personal touch. So when I tell you about Invite Health, I'll tell you, you want to build up your immune system, check out Green TTX, White TTX. These, by the way, they are loaded with antioxidants, loaded with polyphenols from tea that support the immune system, such as EGCG, vitamin C. You just add a squirt of green TTX, white TTX into your favorite beverage, added boost of nutrition, antioxidants wherever you go. The New Year's sale is still on. Invite Health's New Year's sale is still on. You buy any Invite Health product now, you get the second one for free. Buy one, get one free. It's a limited time offer, so please act now. So a shout out to Steve and Tony and everybody at Invite Health. They want you to be concerned about your wellness, and I think you can do it with these herbal tinctures, as we learned about on this show. Here's the number for Invite Health, 800-694-2345, 800-694-2345, green TTX, white TTX. You ask about the other herbal tinctures like blue granite TX, tranquil TX, 800-694-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 842 on AM970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Nick DeMauro, the former police officer, he is the executive director, chief executive officer of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. This is an organization I'm so proud to be a part of. Nick, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, Mr.
Joe,
director.
How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year, my friend. How you doing? How you doing? You doing all right?
Fantastic. I'm doing great. Great. How can I not be?
You know what? I'm so excited. We're going back to Atlantic City. I love that you stay in Atlantic City, though. You know, I'm a Jersey guy, Nick, as you are. We appreciate your support of the city. Tell us about the Law Enforcement Against Drugs Conference coming up in March 20th to 22nd. That's the 20th to 22nd. Where are we going this year, Nick?
We're going to Harris. Harris, all right. On the waterfront.
Beautiful.
There.
Beautiful.
And we're excited. We have a great lineup. Obviously, the Piscopo Show live from Harris, Atlantic City, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday.
That's it, baby. That's it.
We're lucky. We got Michelle Gay from Safe and Sound Schools. Her daughter was unfortunately murdered during the Sandy Hook shooting in Connecticut. So she's going to come and talk to us about safety
Michelle's
issues.
Coming down. That's great. Oh, God yeah. bless her. That's great. And internationally, you got. I was talking to a guy. Remember, you had some colonel from like the Congo for crying out loud. I love that you reached out internationally, Nick.
Yes, we're actually in negotiations with representatives from Macedonia to get the program going there and in Bulgaria.
Wow, this is great, man. It's
it's unbelievable, Joe. You know, but it all started here in Jersey.
Yeah, baby.
You know,
you started it. You came up with it. You go into the schools. You tell kids. You and I love that you deal with educators, community leaders. You bring law enforcement all together, all to stop the violence, all to stop the bullying, all to stop the drugs. This is a spectacular organization, law enforcement against drugs. So I know he had Colonel Callahan down from the New Jersey State Police. That was awesome.
Yeah, he's great. The state police are really big with us. We really love our relationship with them. And we're excited. We got a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on, Joe. As you know, we have the Super Bowl gala. We rented out MetLife Stadium for the Super Bowl.
Wait. Now, what? You rent? Walk us through that one, Nick. I got to tell you, Nick was a cop, right? He got involved with helping kids get off drugs, stop the bullying, all the community-minded problems that we have. Nick is tackling them one by one, city by city, now going around the world with this organization, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Now you're taking over MetLife Stadium, man. Tell us about that, brother, please.
Yeah, we're having our gala this year during the Super Bowl. We rented out the coaches' club. We have access to the field. We're going to have
fabulous
field goal kicking contests, different things going on the field. And we're excited. It's going to be amazing. We're honoring the CEO of St. Joseph's Health. And we're really excited about the event. You know, we all got to pray this COVID thing slows down, Joe.
Yeah, it will. I think we're going to go get through. If we can get through January, it'll be fine, I think. And it's amazing. Yeah, because we were back in Atlantic City. We were up and running last year, and we had great time. We had a great time. And so, and now, how can, if someone wants to get in touch, tell us how they can get in touch with you, as a chief executive
officer. The easiest thing to do is go to our website. It's LEA, Law Enforcement Agency Drugs.org. LEADrugs.org, and we'll go to our Facebook page. We are hashtag We Are Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and you can see us online and see us all over the place. We're actually, Joe, we're launching a digital threat assessment program, an initiative with Safer Schools Together out of Canada. Which is, I'll talk about it in the future, but it's we got some exciting stuff going on, Joe.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I worry about that every day, about the violence in schools and unexpected violence in schools. But I could see that you're bringing law enforcement and community together. Nick, I tell you, I'm proud to be with you, my friend. It's going to be great, and we're going to be down in Atlantic City. Harrah's is a great property. That is March 20th, 22nd. We will be broadcasting live, and we'll be telling you about it. We'll be down there in Atlantic City live. March 20th to the 22nd, go to leaddrugs.org. And then, Nick, all the very best. You got through the holidays okay, and now we're up and running. I think this variant will slow down, grace of God, after January. Then we'll be up and running, and we'll be down in Atlantic City. Nick, thank you for your trouble. Thanks for all that you do, man. And I know it's in your heart and your soul to help the kids, bypass all the terrible problems. Yes, sir.
And thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for all you do. And you've really been an ambassador for us, and you've been an ambassador for the whole state of New Jersey.
Man. It's a great place. And you know what? The schools, for all intents and purposes, they're great. And it's folks like yourself that step up, and like we have stepped up in that stressed communities. And we can't wait to see you, Nick. And listen, we'll talk to you soon, and then I know we'll be doing
that. I'm going to leave you with this, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave you with this. All right. Yeah. So last night, I'm just about to go to bed. I put on a TV show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, with Larry David.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene in there where the guy says he's from New Jersey. And Larry David goes, New Jersey, that's Joe Piscopo. Jersey, Jersey, Jersey.
I remember that episode. That's right. You know what's so funny? Larry and I came up together. He was at the comedy clubs. And Larry David was with us. Well, stay with me, Nick. I know we got a break, but I got to tell you this.
I'm here.
No. Listen. So I would play softball with Larry David on the improv softball team. Larry, great athlete, by the way. He's a great athlete, right? So now, if you saw the recent episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he stepped in like dog do, and he threw away the shoes. He didn't want to deal with it. I'm telling you, I know how it started. It started on this show because I talked about it a couple of weeks ago where because I would play third base in the softball team. Larry was shortstop, and I could hear him with the, he's doing that. He would always be complaining, Larry. So in the middle of the game, I turn to Larry. I'm playing third. I turn to short. In the middle of the game, I go, what's up, Larry? What up? He goes, I stepped in some dog thing. I said, what'd you do? He goes, I threw away my shoes. It started back there. In the 1970s, and he turns it into Curb Your Enthusiasm, man. That's a great choice. So that we came up together. That's a great reference. Nick, we're going to have some fun for a great cause, all law right, enforcement Joe. Against drugs, brother. We appreciate it. And by a shout out to Nick Jr., who comes and helps us out as well. We appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Okay, take care. Thank you. Is that the fun? Hey, Albert, you remember I told you that about Larry?
Yes, I remember that story.
They did. They put it in a current Curb Your Enthusiasm.
See, that's awesome. Well, he must have done that because, you know, obviously all of his shows, they're not scripted. It's all he gives them a sketch of what he wants to do, and then they ad lib off of it.
I must have said it somewhere because all of a sudden, and somebody probably asked it, Larry, did you really do that? And he really did that.
Yeah.
I'm playing third base, and I hear, and he would just be complaining. He's Larry David. Larry, what happened? What happened now? What's the problem now? I stepped in the thing. It was like a Jackie Mason. The thing, and I threw. What'd you do? I threw my shoes away. What am I gonna do? It's hysterical. I'm sorry. Hey, excited. We'll all be down there. Joey Sebelia will be down there. Al Gattulo will be down there in Atlantic City. Let's try to get Debbie down there if we can this year, guys. At Law Enforcement Against Drugs. That's going to be March 20th, and we'll be broadcasting live, Deb, Atlantic City. I'm just saying, kiddo.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Bring the heels.
Go.
Bring those red heels, girl.
Of course. Can't go anywhere without the heels. You know what I mean? My friends sometimes say, how do you always wear heels? I said, I could run a marathon probably in heels instead of sneakers.
I know. Nobody
keep up
wears
with Joe
them
Lumber.
Better. Go with Joe. Hey, Deb's on the roads right now. It's 8:51 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We've got major problems as you head out to Morris County in Jersey. 80 westbound completely closed out by exit 28 getting into Roxbury. It's an accident with an ongoing investigation. Serious accident here on 80 westbound out in Roxbury. So definitely watch for that. It's busy eastbound with rubbernecking. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 14 getting into Newark, an accident. Route 82, Morris Avenue by Springfield Ave. Springfield, an accident there as well. It's still pretty busy on the Cross Bronx westbound. Deegan out toward the GWB. The outbound George Washington Bridge are doing some road work. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you take a ride to the FDR Drive south in the 70s. An unauthorized truck was cleared. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound right by Bradley Avenue. It's a disabled vehicle still being cleaned up from that spot as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees a lack of self-awareness.
They've become an activist network rather than just reporting the news, which is, I think, what Ted Turner envisioned when he founded CNN. What's intriguing to me is how unaware they are, what a lack of self-awareness they have about the lack of trust they have.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm an old guy who takes really good care of himself. When I found your product, I was really glad because if the fruits and vegetables aren't available in the stores, this product is there. But also for emergency storage situation, if it should be needed when fresh fruits and vegetables are not available through the supply chain. So I'm 75 years old, and, you know, I pump iron, you know, walk 5 miles uphill. I feel a lot younger than I actually am, and Balance of Nature has something to do with that.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Joe.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hey, you. How's the cold?
Ugh, I'm dragging.
News is on. Maybe...
The news makes it worse. What really makes me sick is professional politicians like Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. I saw she decided she knows better than the 1.6 million voters who said no to playing games on voting and redistricting.
Yep. And then the legislature went there anyway.
The Daily News demanded Hochul veto that end run around the voters. She refused.
Hochul. Who voted to make her governor?
Nobody did, dear. She's just Andrew Cuomo's parting gift to New York.
Wow. Now Hochul's pushing to make voting even less secure.
The kind of thing voters just rejected.
That's because Kathy Hochul doesn't give about what voters think.
Gesundheit, dear.
Tell Kathy Hochul to keep her hands off your vote. Paid for by Save Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Hi, on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. You believe it? Weather's coming up with Joe Lundberg. And Colonel McGregor is going to join us in the next hour. Right now, I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota are, because of this current landscape in the automotive industry, it's so wild. They are paying you more for your car now than ever before. Overbook value. You get more. Now, whether you lease, finance your vehicle, own it outright, forget about it. It's worth now more than ever. It doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle from Route 22 Toyota. They are offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. You can call 973-705-8905. You get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex's team. Get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You can visit them. They're so conveniently located at Route 22 West, and it's right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Or you could start here, please. Route 22 Toyota. com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Joe Lundberg, the marathon man meteorologist. Joey, how are we doing today? Getting cold out there, my brother.
Yeah, it's cold. Temperatures aren't going to get out of the 30s today, but at least it'll be a fairly sunny day today. Tomorrow, cloudy, and we're going to see a little bit of rain. We'll be a little bit concerned about some icy spots first thing in the morning for the morning commute, north and west suburbs. I think in the city we're fine. Then that goes away, and Thursday, no problems. Dry weather, temperatures in the upper 30s with some sunshine. And look out, later Thursday night into Friday, I think we're going to get dumped on with some snow.
That's it, snow coming in. Hey, Joe, going back to New Year's, when you're on New Year's, so tell me again, it was New Year's Eve, you ran New Year's Eve? You ran New Year's
Eve. Yes, a first night 5K.
First night, what time, dare I ask? What time did you go hit the road?
6:30 in the evening.
Oh, my gosh. So, and you ran 5K, and did you bike the day before, you said?
No, I biked earlier that afternoon. I did 51 miles earlier that afternoon.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're like this incredible human specimen. Oh, my Lord, I thought I was doing good. God bless you, man.
You're doing great.
Oh,
you're doing
I'm great. Trying. I'm trying, brother. I'll tell you, nothing like you, Joe Lundberg. He's going to write the book. He is. I know people are going to ask. They ask, how does he do it? How does he do it? They're the marathon man, meteorologist. Thank you, Joey. God bless you, and Happy New Year, my friend. Unbelievable. Biking and running and the thing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, right at the top of the hour, Colonel Douglas McGregor will join us. Retired United States Army Colonel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, author and senior fellow at the American Conservative. What is going on? And it says Iraq drone attack on a U.S. base. The Ukraine. There's so much to talk about with the Colonel. We'll get into it when we come back right here on AM 970. The end.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.